Okay. So, we are in Paragimel Mishnah Yudalid, and it said there that there are three things that were chaviv. We are given a special gift from Hashem regarding three areas. Number one is chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. We were created in the tzelem elokim, and that is a great gift. Number two is that we are banim l'makom. We are the children of Hashem. And number three is chaviv in Yisrael shenitin lam kli chemda. The Rachaim, Chaim Velazhner, says that these are because in Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah kind of put us down a little. The Mishnah said, look, number one is you guys got to remember that you're nothing. You came from nothing. You're going to become nothing, and you're going to end up giving a din b'cheshbon. So a person will start giving up hope. That's the last thing we want, is that people should become depressed because they're so convinced that you know, I'm nothing, right? That's not what we want. We don't want people to get depressed. We don't want people to get depressed because of, the anava that they're supposed to have from the Mishnah Aleph, where you came from a putrid drop and you're going to be in buried. So it could be depressing, right? You know the famous mice with Navardik. In Navardik, the avoid of Navardik was anava, bittle of yourself and like being humble and all that. So one time, a new bacher came to yeshiva in Navardik, and he sat in the corner, and he's learning Musar Seder, and he's saying to himself, ich bin garnished, like I'm nothing. Right? Ich bin garnished, I'm nothing. And he's working on himself, saying, I'm nothing. And the two older brachim in the back say to each other, who does this guy think he is to think he's nothing? Who do you think you are? You already think you're nothing? I mean, it's a big level to think you're nothing. So he says, but a person is a chash that you're going to be considered, you're going to start thinking down on yourself. So therefore, and against all of these three things, now the Mishnah says, no, Chaviv in Yisrael, no, Hashem loves you. Number one is you were created B'Tzelem Elokim. So even though you come from Tipa Srucha, even though you come from Putrid Drop, this Tipa Srucha, but that's one thing. But remember, you're Tzelem Elokim. You're created in the image of God. Don't look at yourself like nothing. You're an image of God, number one. Number two, where are you going? You're going to be buried. But remember, you're Banim L'Makom. You're the child of Hashem. Hashem wants you to come close to him. It's like when the child is sent away, right? He's coming back. He's bringing back his child. By putting the goof in the ground, he's bringing you back. You're Banim L'Makom. So don't think that Hashem's just dumping you down in the ground. No, he's bringing you back. You're his child. And the third one is you have to give a din v'cheshbon, you have to do a calculation of all your deeds. And that we say, oh, Hashem gave us the Torah. We're so lucky that Hashem gave us the Torah, you have nothing to worry about. Because Hashem gave us the Torah, you have to remember, you got nothing to worry about. Okay? So as long as you keep the Torah, as long as you do what you're told, you will be able to succeed you will be able to succeed in the din v'cheshbon. So that's Rav Chaim Velazhner's beautiful pshat in this Mishnah. That the three things that the Mishnah is complimenting us on are to combat the three things which you may have gotten a little depressed on at the end, from Mishnah Aleph. Okay? Now, the next two Mishnayos are pretty heavy Musar in terms of, the philosophy of how we live our life. So Perek Dalet Mishnah Tezvav says, Hakol Tzafoi, V'Arashus Nesuna, U'V'Toyva Oilam Nidrei. Everything is predetermined, but yet, Harashus Nesuna, but yet you have Bechira as well. This kind of touches on the famous question that if Hashem knows the future, then how can a person have Bechira? I'm not getting involved in all that right now, but that's what the Mishnah is saying, kind of. That's what Rabbi Chaim Velazhner says the Mishnah is saying. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be doing, but you still have the Bechira to choose. And the world is judged b'toiv. B'toiv means that, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, that sometimes things may not look just in this world, but in fact they are just. Like tzaddik v'raloi, that maybe a tzaddik is getting punished in this world, or Rasha gets rewarded in this world, but it's all b'mishpat. B'tuv ha'olam nidon, the world is judged properly. V'akol l'fi roi v'maisa. And everything at the end of the day is based on what, how much you did. Okay? Okay? So everything is according to the Maisa, according to what you do, and according to your actions. So at the end of the day, Hashem is aware of our deeds. Hashem gives us a choice to choose. And what we have to choose is Roiv HaMaisa. We have to choose our act, how to determine and how to act properly. Okay. The next Mishnah says, Hakol Noson Be'iravoy. This entire world, everything is given on a lien. Be'iravon is kind of like a lien on it. Umutsuda Prusa Akol Achayim. And there's kind of a net out there on everyone's living. Hachanus Psucha. Listen, the door is open. The store is wide open. V'achen v'ni makif. But the chen v'ni, the store owner, is writing down if you take stuff. V'apinkas pasuach. And the notepad is open, writing down. V'ayad kisevis. And the handwriting is written. V'chol writes a little voice. You're going to want to borrow money. Yavo v'yove. Okay, you can borrow, but gaboy machzirim todim b'chol yoyim v'nifroim mina adam. But the gaboyim, the collectors, you know, when he sends the debt out to collections, it's going to get collected. Be'midaitu, be'mshloi midaitu. You may not know it's being collected, or may yeah know it's being collected, but the debt will be collected. V'yeshlam amashi yismoichu, and the din is behind them. V'adin din emes akol mesukim l'suda. So basically what it's saying is that this world is din. You can't just do what you want, okay? And whatever you do will be accounted for. And people think, hey, I have this great opportunity, and in the end, it's not this great opportunity. You're going to pay for that, okay? If you take it in this world, you're going to pay for it in the next. That's basically what it's saying. So at the end, it's going to be like this. There's a mashal of the following, which would explain this Mishnah. And mashal goes like this. That there's two ways to say the mashal, but let's say it like this first. You know, you have a guy that goes on a business trip. He goes on a business trip. And, he's given, he says, look, you take a car, we'll pay for the car, you get a hotel, we'll pay for the hotel. So great, you pay for the car and pay for the hotel. He gets to the car rental and he says, there's some nice cars, sedans or whatever for $60 a day. And he sees the car down there in the corner. He's like, how much is that one? That's the one I want. Oh, that's $350 a day. All right, no problem. I want that one. It's on the business anyway. May as well take that one. So he takes that car. So that $350, $400 a day. Schmack a car. He's gonna fly. This is geschmack. And it's on the business. Listen. Then he pulls up to the Holiday Inn. It's like, how much is the hotel? $79 a night. All right. Goes down the block. And keeps on finding this hotel. $600 a night. Now, this is the place I want to stay. All right. So he goes in that one, and he's set. He's geschmack. He comes back from the trip. He hands in the receipts to the company. He gets reimbursed, and they, next thing you know, they reimburse him, the $60 a day for the car and the $100 a day for the hotel, and the rest comes off his paycheck. So he says, I thought you told me you're paying for the expenses. I said, yeah, we pay for the business expenses. But you didn't do this for the business. The rest was for yourself. That's not the business expense. That had nothing to do with the business. So that's your own expense, right? So as much as you take for the business, that comes on the house. But whatever you're taking not for the business, that's your own problem. You're going to have to pay for that out of your own pocket. So Hashem put you in this world. Us in this world. We're in this world. to do mitzvahs. Obviously, we need what we need to live, obviously. So if a person, and different people need different things, that's okay. Whatever you need, you need. Hashem gives you that. That's on the house. That, you know, that's part of the business. There's a business. Hashem is running a business. And he can't just expect you to pay for all your expenses. You gotta, you know, he's gotta give you some of the stuff is gonna come in for free. Oh, you start taking stuff extra. You start taking stuff. So now all of a sudden, this is not helping you learn better. This is not helping you do more mitzvahs. This is not helping you perform more chesed. This is not helping you raise your kids to Torah. This is not helping your Yerushalayim. So what are you doing? You're having fun. All right, so that's gonna come out of your paycheck. That's your own expense. That's one point. The Mishnah is taking it also, a similar mashal, is, you remember, I don't know if it's true anymore, but remember in the old days, you would go to a hotel, and in the hotel, in the fridge, in the refrigerator in the hotel, it would be all stocked up with drinks and snacks and geschmack stuff. So you go in there, you open the fridge, and this is great. You know, there's some beers, there's some juice, there's some candies, there's some nuts, there's all this stuff. So you're staying in there, you open the fridge, pop a drink here, take a drink there, you know, get some extra, take all the snacks, this is geschmack. The next day, they fill it up again. Take more. All of a sudden, you come in to check out, and like, what's this old bill? Oh yeah, all those drinks you took, we're charging you for that. That wasn't part of your. That wasn't part of the hotel stay. That's extra. You got to pay for that, right? So that's kind of what the Mishnah is saying here. The Mishnah says, "Hakol nosum be'eravri." You could take whatever you want from this world, but whatever you take that's not for the business, whatever you take, there's a cheshbon here. There's a cheshbon in the world. There's a cheshbon, and obviously we need certain things, and we're supposed to do certain things, and that's fine. No one's saying that. But at the end of the day, in general, a person acts a certain way, does a certain thing, says a certain thing, says what he's not supposed to say. He reacts a certain way. You can do whatever you want in this world. In this world, we have bechira. But just remember that everything is being calculated. Everything is being, you know, it's being written down, and Hashem has his ways of, you know, sending off things to collections. So if Hashem is to send it off to collections, it's going to get collected eventually, whether it's in this world, the next world, or whatever. But nothing goes, you know, just like that. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's pretty big mussar, obviously. It's pretty deep, you know, right in there. the Mishnah is trying to tell us that, look, you know, it looks like a free world, and people make that mistake to think it's a free world, which we have bechira on the one hand. That's true. But you also got to realize that it's part of a big picture. And if we're part of the big picture, you got to act that way. Okay? Now, I'm going to say over a vart now from Rav Schwab, which is a very, very strong vart. It's an incredible vart, actually. And the vart is on the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hashem has collections. V'nifroin min ha'adam midaitoi v'shaloi midaitoi. And we pay back, and Hashem collects whether you realize or whether you don't realize. But ultimately, Hashem is collecting. So what does it mean you don't realize? So Chaim Lushner says, it depends who you are. Some people realize what's going on, and some people don't realize what's going on. But what's going on is that Hashem is collecting. So Reb Schwab says the following part. In last week's parsha, we read about the Ben Sora Remoyer, right? The rebellious child. And it says in the rebellious child that he does certain things, he gets killed. The Gemara says that the story of the Ben Sora Remoyer never happened and never will happen. And why is it written? To learn the parsha. You should learn it. Like we learned in the Kol last month. We spent this month learning about Ben Sora Remoyer. So it's a good thing to learn. Good. Okay. So on that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, it happened. What do you mean? Of course it happened. I even sat on this kever. I one time was on the kever of a Ben Sora Remoyer. So what do you mean it never happened? Of course it happened. Story number one. Story number two in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Ir Nidachas means an entire city did avodah zarah. The halacha is it gets burned to the ground. You burn the whole city down. So the Gemara says it never happened. and it never will happen. And guess what? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what do you mean? I was in the city. I saw it. It was all full of ashes. So Shimon Schwab asks a simple question. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is like a lucky tour guide. Like, what's going on over here? Like no one else in the world saw any of these two things. No one else in the world saw Ben Tzayimar. No one else in the world ever saw any Dachas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lucky day. He bumped into both. He's the only person on the whole planet that ever saw a Ben Tzayimar. He also happens to be the only person on the whole planet that ever saw an Irani Dachas burn. That's impossible. What's going on? What's the Gemara saying? So listen to this verse from Shimon Schwab. So Shimon Schwab says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, no. There was one time a child that died, lo yaleinu. And he just died, natural cause, whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, everyone said he just died. I don't know, he just died. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, he didn't just die. He died because he was a Ben Tzayimar. Just the Bezdin didn't carry out the judgment, but Hashem did it. And when that happened, when that tragedy happened, I knew what was going on. I saw that the Hanhag of Hashem, you know why that happened? It happened because this kid was a Ben Tzayimar. He had to die. It was better for him to die because he would have been worse off later. He had a bad future ahead of him, and Hashem saved him by killing him at that point. And same thing, there was a city. All of a sudden, wildfires in California, and the whole city burnt down. All right, so it was a wildfire. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, that wasn't a wildfire. Hashem burnt the city because it was an Irani Dachas. That's why it burnt down. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had the midah that he was able to detect that when Hashem is doing something in the world, it didn't just happen because it was a wildfire in California. You know why that city got destroyed? It was an Irani Dachas. That's why it got destroyed. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, don't tell me it didn't happen. It happened. Of course it happened. Maybe the Beis Din didn't formally determine that it's an Irani Dachas, but it happened. So that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says that that collections happen. Nifroin min adam midaitoi, whether you know about it, v'shalom midat, you may not know about it. If you're Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then you know about it. If you're not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you won't know about it. But it's happening, whether you realize it or not. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says. He says, ki ha'adam ha'chacham, if you're wise, yistakel, you look into what's going on. L'fi ha'inesh ha'magiyoloi, and you'll realize it's happening because it's an avera. It has to happen, or it's schar, you're getting rewarded. But if you don't realize, then what's the point? You just, something happened and you didn't even realize what's going on. So everything is going on, there's collections. It's a collection, Hashem, there's collections. And if you realize it, midaitoi, then you realize it. If not, it's happening anyway. That's what Shimon Schwab was for. Amazing, amazing shot. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we will stop here and we will pick it up again tomorrow night, as Bezras Hashem. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.